This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Free Talk Live. This is Free Talk Live, and you can bring up what you want. Coming up, since we talked about hookers in the first hour of the show, Mark, you've got a related story about sex workers and the anti-trafficking movement, how sex workers are apparently ignored, allegedly, by that movement. We'll investigate that here in a little bit. But we're talking about the Democratic National Convention, which is set to kick off tomorrow. They're putting up an 8-foot-high fence around the property. The claim is 4 miles in length to try to keep the unwashed Sanders supporters out, because the Bernie Sanders supporters are rightfully upset that their guy got screwed by a biased system. We discussed that in detail last night. But one of the things that I didn't really hear too much about, and maybe it's just because we were traveling, and so, you know, you and I were in San Francisco last week during the middle of the week, right at the same time as the Republican National Convention was going on. So even though we did see some of the headlines, you know, the basic headlines that Trump got the nomination or whatever, I didn't really see very much about the protests, about the things that were going on outside of the convention. And to me, that's the most interesting part. I don't really care what these blathering politicians say inside the convention hall. That doesn't interest me at all. I know that politicians are going to lie. They're going to make promises that they're going to break. And so I have no reason to subject myself to any of that. But I am interested in knowing how the police are behaving with the protesters out front. Now, I sort of critique the idea of traveling a long distance to go to something like this. If I were in, you know, Cleveland, then it'd be no big deal to go and attend something like this. But to travel from D.C. or some other place to go there seems like a lot of expense for very, very little return. Generally, the benefit of a protest, from my perspective as someone who has engaged in them, because you did ask me, and rightfully so, well, haven't you been to a bunch of ineffective protests? Of course. Almost every protest is ineffective as far as accomplishing its goal.
Mostly anything that's done sort of for political reasons is ineffective. It's basically like water dripping on stone. You've just got to kind of figure.
So the benefit to me of going to a protest is the networking aspect of it, the community aspect of it, to meet the people who are in agreement on that issue and get to know them and, you know, maybe work with them into the future. So, for instance, here in New Hampshire, there's a 420 celebration that happens yearly in Concord, where a number of liberty people and not liberty people, people that just want to see cannabis legalized, will show up and they'll smoke cannabis right there on the front steps of the state house. And, you know, you're going to meet new people.
And it's ineffective, right? Like, so far in New England, New Hampshire has the worst marijuana laws in the state.
Yep,
so we can come to one of two conclusions. Either A, it's ineffective, or B, somehow it slows the machinations of the state to the point that, you know, it's we're the slowest.
No, I don't think you could come to a conclusion.
Come to that conclusion.
Well, it would be based on no real evidence.
Based on the evidence that New Hampshire is the worst state in New
England. Well, correlation is not causation.
It certainly isn't.
No. But what you can say is that it has been effective at prohibiting people or preventing people who are participating from getting arrested, because there has never been a single arrest at the Concord 420s. There were some arrests at the Keene 420 several years ago, but those stopped very quickly after the protesters went down to the police station and smoked pot right in the lobby of the police station. The cops did nothing about it. That was the last arrest we had. And so Concord has been entirely without incident. And to some extent, that is a success. If you break the law openly, these are bad laws. These are malum prohibitums. There's no victim, of course, to the so-called crime of possession of cannabis. If you break a law like that openly and the police do nothing about it, that's technically a win. Because if the police don't crack down and they have a law they're supposed to be enforcing, it makes them look like they're inconsistent. It makes them look like they are ignoring and not enforcing the law, which is what we want them to do. I don't want anybody to get arrested. I want them to leave us alone. So from that perspective, they've been successful. But as far as like overturning the war on drugs or the war on cannabis, obviously that's not going to happen.
Yeah,
from
I'm surprised
a protest.
They, you know, every 420 you guys are out there smoking pot on the state house lawn.
Yep.
I'm surprised that they, you know, at this point, you know it's going to happen. The police can get together a little squad and come in and arrest
a bunch
of people if they wanted to.
If they wanted to, and they don't. So that is a win from that perspective. But, you know, regardless, the idea of getting together and protesting what this essentially private organization is doing, the Democratic National Committee, the Republican National Committee, these, even though their conventions are funded by the government, and they shouldn't be, but even though they are funded by the government and by the state, they themselves are private organizations. So, you know, protesting what the private organization is doing, you're certainly within your rights to do it, but your money would probably better be spent on supporting an alternative like the Green Party or the Libertarians or something else. And even then, that's still politics. It's still throwing money down a rat hole. But at the very least, you would be supporting something rather than opposing something.
I think a lot of people are still hoping that Sanders is going to get the nomination at the Democratic
Some sort
convention.
Of last minute.
Right.
You know, so strings get pulled or whatever.
You know, I read an article today that apparently that some Republicans have told the, you know, some prosecutor in D.C. that he needs to redouble his efforts in prosecuting Clinton in this circumstance. And if, for whatever reason, if she got the arrest that she deserves in this circumstance, I mean, she should be in jail right now because
for the email thing?
For the email thing. Mm-hmm. The rest of us would be. She destroyed emails. You know, a variety of things occurred in there that would be considered illegal. And for whatever reason, they decided not to go after her. And
because she's a powerful politician.
That's the reason, from what I can tell.
Yeah.
And if there is a hint that some prosecutor was going to go after that woman, then Sanders would likely get the nomination, mm-hmm. and that's what they're hoping for. It's not the most unlikely circumstance, but it is unlikely.
Yeah, well, I mean, I would say it's pretty darn unlikely. I mean, the only thing that would be less likely would probably
based
be that
what?
She suffers a heart attack or something
based
like that.
Based on what? Just experience?
Yeah, this is the political system. These people are like ticks. They're dug in, and they are protected. And just because this top dog of the DNC has resigned.
A prosecutor could do something, though, right? A prosecutor could bring charges.
Well, they haven't already, and so there's no reason.
There's a lot of prosecutors.
Uh-huh. Yeah, but they're all following orders. They're all under the auspices of the U.S. attorney. And if the U.S. attorney says, leave this lady alone, the lower underlings aren't going to bring her up on charges.
You mean a lower underling like, I don't know, Edward Snowden? Sometimes some people will stand up, Ian. And
yeah, you're giving them too much credit. Don't get your hopes up.
Okay, I don't. My hopes are up.
Well, Bernie Sanders supporters, don't get your hopes up.
Nope. Bernie Sanders supporters,
the fix is in.
This is what it's like.
Yeah.
In 2008, in 2012, you probably didn't think about or you poo-pooed Ron Paul. You thought that we all were silly running around about our candidate. Well, we know what it's like. This is what it's like.
Yep, let's go to Sarah. She's in New Mexico, and you can bring up whatever you want here on Free Talk Live, live Sunday edition. Sarah, go ahead with your thoughts.
Yes, you know, there is there's a reason why people are not afraid of auto fatalities. You know, they hear stuff like, oh, 4,800 people got killed last year, and it's like, well, so? And it's like, well, they're more concerned about people getting shot by police. And the reason mm-hmm. is because our DNA has not been altered. Like, our ancestors
what?
Have not been traumatized by auto fatalities. It's not in our genes. So
that's an interesting theory.
I think you might be right. So, you know, I think America's love for the automobile, and this is probably true in other countries, is centered around freedom. We want the ability to travel where we want, when we want, and an automobile gives you that. And I do believe,
as long as it's on the roads, the government provides.
The small group primate that we call Homo sapiens has hardwired in it this love for liberty. So, yes, I would agree.
Well, actually, in the psychiatrist's chairs, we're still more afraid of, like, spiders and snakes. That's what our ancestors died from and they got ill from. So it's in our DNA. Our DNA has been altered. Like, we're afraid of heights. When we hear about airplane crashes, or we hear about starvation. We had starvation in all of our nationalities.
I would like to encourage people to not be afraid, because being afraid is a killer. Fear is a killer. It's going to demotivate. It's going to stop people dead in their tracks from doing the things they need to do. If you're afraid to get in the car in the morning, you probably shouldn't be behind the wheel, because you might be, actually a danger because of your fear of the roads. Thank you, Sarah, for the call tonight. That doesn't mean you shouldn't be cautious and drive safely and drive defensively. There's a difference between caution and fear. This is Free Talk Live.
People who can afford a LASIK procedure sure are lucky. Imagine being able to throw away your contacts and glasses. Imagine waking up tomorrow with 20/20 vision. Too bad everyone can't afford LASIK. Well, guess what? There's a company that agrees with you. TLC Laser Eye Centers is now offering great prices on high-quality LASIK to make it affordable for everyone. That means you get the latest FDA-approved all-laser LASIK technology for less than what others charge. And if you call right now, we'll schedule a free appointment so you can discover if LASIK is right for you. Results may vary. Call 1-800-930-9765. Even better, if you're one of the first 100 callers, ask about an extra $400 off your all-laser LASIK procedure. That's $200 off per eye. We've already performed over 2 million procedures. Let us help you. Discover how you can get the quality LASIK experience you deserve for less than what others charge. For your free appointment, call 1-800-930-9765. 1-800-930-9765.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using the computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home or business or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly, certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly, certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine, and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can take control of the airwaves here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. With you in studio tonight, it's Ian.
And Mark.
And tonight, when you go to bed, think about the position of your head and neck. Because in a lot of cases, chronic headaches, neck, and even back pain can be solved with the right pillow. Your spine should be straight and parallel to the floor, and my pillow will help you accomplish that. I've been using my pillow. Mark, you have.
I love mine.
Well, Daryl, Renee, we've all been using my pillow, and it's been great. I was so looking forward to my first night back from San Francisco because I didn't have my pillow at the hotel that we went to, and I hate hotel pillows, and my pillow is so much better. I don't care what the fluffiness of those hotel pillows is. It just they're just always awful.
Yeah, it just doesn't fit quite right. My pillow's designed to fit to the shape of your head.
That's right.
If you follow the instructions on it when you get it and you put it in the dryer and fluff it up, it'll fit your head great. And I think most importantly, you can wash it.
Yep, you certainly can. And it's a great pillow. I highly recommend it. You can go to mypillow.com. And you know what? We say a lot of nice things about MyPillow, but there's a 60-day money-back guarantee on the thing. So if you don't agree with us that this is the best pillow that you've used, then go ahead, send it back. You know, get your money back. Because you've got no risk here, basically. It's mypillow.com. Use code FTL when you order. You get a second pillow free or one pillow for half off. Up to you. Mypillow.com, code FTL. And again, there's not only a 60-day money-back guarantee, there's also a 10-year warranty on the product itself. So great stuff. Highly recommended. Code FTL to get the discount at mypillow.com. So we were continuing here. Actually, the story that we haven't gotten into is about the Republican National Convention, because I was wondering aloud, you know, what was going on the outside of the convention. To me, the most uninteresting part of these conventions is what actually happens inside. I could not imagine being inside one of these things. It would be so boring. It's the stuff that happens tangentially to it, the stuff that happens outside.
Jason Osborne went, and I got a chance to sort of watch the inside goings-on from his point of view.
Oh, yeah. Jason is a former sponsor of the show, and I saw some of his posts on Facebook. He seemed to be excruciatingly hard to be at this convention. So anyway, you know, what's going on outside? What's happening in the hallways? What's happening outside the convention center? What is happening, you know, in the nearby surrounding area with police and how they're behaving towards counter-protesters and protesters? Of course, there was an entertaining video where Alex Jones actually crashes the set of the Young Turks. And did you see that, Mark?
I saw the promo for it, but I didn't watch it.
I watched it. It was pretty ridiculous. And Alex Jones, for those that don't know, a fairly popular kind of conspiracy talk show host. And then the Young Turks.
He's really successful.
Yeah, he is. And then the Young Turks, also very successful. They have a YouTube channel that used to be on the radio. They no longer are, but they sort of spun their radio show off into a very, very popular YouTube channel. So, again, two relatively popular hosts with differing political viewpoints. Jones shows up on the set. And I presume this was happening in the convention center outside of the, you know, the main area, because it looked like the Young Turks were just sitting on some couches out in, you know, like the hotel lobby or something like that, or the convention lobby. I imagine a group like the Young Turks probably wasn't very welcome to have media passes at the Republican National Convention. But,
no, they seem, you know, like the least welcomed sort.
Jones literally barges onto the set. I mean, imagine having, you know, Alex Jones force his way into the Free Talk Live studio.
I got a chair open.
And start shouting in the, you know,
have
in the background.
Have a seat, Alex.
Right. Yeah, I mean, we would handle it and, you know, we'd have a conversation. But Alex wasn't in the mood to have a seat. He was, nor was a seat made for him in that particular case. And I got to say, while it was entertaining, it was certainly rude of Jones to do that. But Jones said that he was invited there by one of the Young Turks producers. So who knows what the real story was behind that? Was it a setup, or was Alex Jones just crashing the party in the way that it sort of looked like it was?
Hard to say.
So that's one of the things that went on. But what about the police state outside of the convention center in Cleveland. Well, I know we got a call on Monday from Adamo Freeman from copblock.org, and it's my understanding that he'd also called the show in the during the week, but you and I weren't here, Mark, so we didn't actually encounter those calls. So I'm not sure what else transpired. If you want to share your thoughts and observations, you can join us here toll-free at 855-450-FREE. But here's a story from Derek Brose over at mintpressnews.com. Despite months of media coverage promising some of the most violent and chaotic protests at the Republican National Convention, the political circus came and went with very little fanfare. The number of protesters were drastically lower than the numbers put forth by the organizers and the deadstream media. Aside from a few arrests for the legal act of burning the American flag, there was not much dramatics, and in reality, the $50 million security grant used to increase security around the city of Cleveland was largely wasted. The majority of the cops were left standing around wondering why the heck they were following around a handful of mostly peaceful protesters. However, there was one incident involving federal and local law enforcement blatantly violating the rights of activists who were in town for the Republican National Convention. On Wednesday morning, activists, some whom claim association with Anonymous or identify as anarchists, had guns pulled on them before they were forced out of their beds and into the streets to be questioned by agents of the federal government.
Wasn't it 4 years ago that they went after some people who, you know, they've done a few of these sort of no-knock raid things where they just grab some folks?
Yep, this has happened. Something similar to this has happened in the past. Basically an intimidation campaign against activists who have come to the area. The Federal Bureau of Investigation, the Department of Homeland Security, and El Raya Police, I don't know if I'm pronouncing that right, El Raya Police, are illegally entered the home of a local resident who was hosting visiting out-of-town activists. Cleveland.com reported, quote, FBI spokeswoman Vicki Anderson said law enforcement went to the house Wednesday morning because those inside were suspected of causing issues this week in Public Square in downtown Cleveland. Namely, agents believe the group threw bottles of urine at police officers, Anderson said. A spokesman for El Raya Police also confirmed that its officers joined the FBI at the Lake Avenue house shortly after 7:40 in the morning and did not have any further details. Anderson told Cleveland.com that the officers did not put guns in the protesters' faces and did not enter the house. However, the statement is contradicted by two videos captured by activist Rob Weber, who was inside the house at the time of the raid.
It looks really bad when, you know, the police say this or that didn't happen, and then you've got video saying it does.
The videos clearly show a police officer yelling at one of the protesters, "Get out of bed! I'm not going to tell you again, or I'm going to come get you out of bed. Come on! You know what's going on. Get out here!"
Probably didn't have any clothes on.
The officers take the protesters outside of the house before questioning them about whether or not they had thrown bottles of urine and feces at police officers the day before.
How do you get it in there?
Into the bottle?
Yeah, the feces.
A funnel. Oh, feces? That would be a little more difficult.
Yeah. Yuck.
Anyway, the Ohio NLG condemns warrantless raids without consent as unlawful police conduct, says the National Lawyers Guild. Activist Post spoke with activist Brittany Ohm about her experience being woken up by the FBI with a gun in her face. She said, quote, "It was 8-ish a.m. and they didn't knock. One officer came in with his gun already drawn and went back to our bedroom by himself to get us. They didn't ask any questions except if we knew some people, and they read off names, but we didn't know any of them. They then said they'd been watching us for a few days, and if we didn't want to see them again, that we'll stay away from the RNC." 855-450-FREE is the toll-free number. You can join us here and share your thoughts. Police raid with no warrant? Guns in people's faces? What do you think? It's Free Talk Live.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro1G 2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IBC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IBC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IBC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the Sacro Wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention, prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries: aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, and abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one used the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can bring up whatever's on your mind. Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. With you in studio tonight, you've got Ian.
And Mark.
And don't forget, you can join us online. Just head on over to freetalklive.com and enjoy the features that we share with you on our website. You can actually get interactive. The front page of the site is a Reddit-based site. The Reddit-based page. The rest of our site's got all kinds of content on it that has nothing to do with Reddit. But if you want to, you can submit content right to the front page and vote on what other people have submitted. So if you like something, you can vote it up. If you don't like something, you can ignore it, or you can vote it down. It is up to you. So go and get interactive over at freetalklive.com. We're talking about an outrageous story coming out of Cleveland from last week, where activists who were visiting town in, you know, they were staying at somebody's house as a guest or as guests. The police showed up allegedly at about 8 in the morning and literally woke them up with guns being pointed at them. They how they gained access to the home, I'm not really clear on that. but they were not welcome there, and they did not appear to have any kind of warrant or anything like that. So basically a warrantless, no-knock search raid on activists during the Republican National Convention. According to Derek Brose over at mintpressnews.com, it was really kind of the only newsworthy thing about what the police were doing there, because there just weren't that many protesters. There wasn't a whole lot of ruckus, according to Derek, outside of the convention. We know Adamo Freeman from copblock.org was temporarily detained on Monday for chalking, but we didn't really hear very much else, or at least I have yet to hear much else, about what went down. Now, the Democratic National Convention scheduled for next week.
And that might have some action.
May very well have some action, because in that case, you're dealing with the Bernie Sanders supporters who are not strangers to getting into the streets. I mean,
they're also not happy.
Right, and they're not happy. You didn't think the Ted Cruz supporters were going to be in the streets at the Republican National Convention. So, no, I mean, I didn't really expect there was going to be a whole lot going on as far as the Republicans versus the Republicans. Anything like that would have happened inside the convention hall.
There's a lot of people that don't like the Republicans, so they might.
Right. Those people could have showed up, but apparently not very many of them did. And so, anyway, I think it's an interesting story. It's outrageous. There's video of the raid, and it shows that the police are absolutely using their guns. The cops had claimed to the mainstream media that they did not pull their guns, and that was a lie. And so this just, once again, goes to show that video is the best tool that the activists can have. It is truly the new gun, which is what I believe Andrew Napolitano called it a few years ago when he used to have his Fox News show, that the video camera is the new gun. It's better than a gun, because the gun, you just escalate the conflict. The gun results, you know, you draw a gun on the cops and or shoot a cop, you're going to end up dead very quickly.
It's a very bad situation.
They're then going to use that situation as an excuse to come after your buddies, to amp up the police state, to get more weapons, to get more armor, to become more militaristic. So doing like the police and, you know, using guns back against the police is only going to make things worse. In fact, I think it was Daryl who was telling me this, and maybe he'll have this story for our Monday night show. But you know the big claim, Mark, apparently, is, you know, from the people that support using violence back against the police, the people that support killing them, for instance.
That's bad. Yeah.
It's a bad idea. But their big claim is that, oh, well, if enough cops get killed, that will mean that fewer people will want to become cops.
Yeah, but actually in Dallas, I believe that the recruiting numbers are up.
Exactly. And maybe it was you that was telling me that. But, yeah, that was what the headline that I'd seen, is that actually immediately after the shootings in Dallas, there was a jump in police recruiting. So actually the evidence suggests that there are people who want to go into that fray. There are, and they're likely more violent than your average cop. They're likely looking for a fight, and they want to, you know, then they know they're going to have the side of the state and the police on their side. If they crack some heads of some activists, all the other cops are going to look the other way.
Well, yeah, that's what it sounds like.
So anyway, using the camera is the most important tool that you have. And thank goodness they were able to get the videos out of this particular raid. I don't know if they were streaming them or just recording them, but regardless, I highly recommend streaming video in any situation like this. In fact, this is one
right.
thing that we
could, because they can take the camera from you and then
delete the footage.
Delete it, yeah.
Now there are ways
or break to, your camera or whatever.
Correct. There are ways to undelete footage if it's recorded and deleted, but there you got to take certain precautions. You have to not continue to use that device before you run the undelete program, because the more that you put on that that flash card, the more likely it's going to overwrite the deleted files, because normally when you delete a file, it just marks a little tick box or whatever in the file system that says, this is deleted, which allows the file system to overwrite it at some point in the future. But immediately, it's still there. So if you ever do have the police delete one of your videos, do not use that device until you're ready, you know, until you can pop the SD card out and then run an undelete program on it. You might be able to recover them.
Yep.
But if you're using something like Cell 411, then you'll be able to stream live what's happening to the internet. Your friends will be able to see it happen. And I've been excited about Cell 411 for a while, ever since it hit, I think, last year now. It's been around for about a year, I think.
Yeah.
Ever since it came out, it's actually one of our listeners, Virgil Viduva from Ohio, who's programming it. He's the brains behind the operation. It was great initially because it was a way of notifying your friends. You can have these cells with different members in it. You can send out a notification to that cell letting them know, hey, I'm being attacked by the police or whatever,
or
my car is broken down or there's a fire or somebody's just had a health emergency or something.
That's what
like
I love about it is it can be used for just about anything.
It's super useful. And he added in relatively quickly a video streaming option, which now is getting even better because at first I was like, do I really want to use Cell 411 to stream or do I want to use this old service that I've used called Bambuser? Because I've been a fan of Bambuser for a long time. And I think at this point Cell 411 has eclipsed Bambuser because now Cell 411 not only can stream to your friends in your cell on Cell 411, but it can also stream out to your Facebook account. Which is a game changer for Cell 411 because
huge distribution.
Right, because not everybody is going to want to download Cell 411, even though you should, because it's free, so there's no reason not to at getcell411.com or your favorite app store. So there's no reason not to have this, but not everybody's going to do it. But for people who are on Facebook, who are your friends who aren't willing to download Cell 411, you hook up Facebook integration with Cell 411, you start streaming video, well, guess what? It's going to post a notice to your Facebook page now saying, hey, I'm streaming live right now on Cell 411. And
that's going to get everybody's attention.
It will at least get more attention than it would just to your Cell 411 network. So I'm super excited about that. I haven't tested that feature yet, but it just literally came out in the most recent update of Cell 411. So very, very excited about that. I'm going to replace Bambuser with Cell 411. So this is like the all-in-one activist tool app as far as I'm concerned. There's nothing out there that it is even coming close to competing with Cell 411 these days. So
it's high praise.
Yeah, getcell411.com. It's going to help you out in a variety of different circumstances. And you know, one of the coolest things about Cell 411 is the public cells. So something we're going to do this year here in Keene, we normally do cop block outreach, where we'll inform the new college students coming in of their rights and how to handle police situations.
Okay.
Well, I'm going to have some Cell 411 flyers printed up that Virgil had originally designed. We're actually going to have Johnson, one of our co-hosts, redesign them and make them look really nice because Johnson's like a professional graphics designer. And it basically says, hey, there's this thing that can help keep you safe, and here's our neighborhood's name, and you can download the program and put the neighborhood's name in there, and then everybody can join this public cell and then send out notices to people who you don't even know that might be in the area who might be willing to come and assist. So very, very cool. We're going to do some sort of ground-level grassroots activist outreach to promote Cell 411 this year for the very first time. So I think that could really take off.
Yeah, we'll certainly do something for the Keene area.
Exactly. And there are people setting up these cells all over the place. So if you want to join us, you can get on the phones here, bring up whatever's on your mind. Coming up, Mark, you're going to be telling us about the anti-trafficking movement. Now, we're talking about sex trafficking, right?
Right.
Well, apparently,
human trafficking, yes.
What the story you've got says that the anti-trafficking movement is ignoring the voices of sex workers. That's the headline. I don't know what that means, but we're going to find out more about it coming up here in moments. And you can join us at 855-450-FREE. This is Free Talk Live's Live Sunday Show.
Are you searching for your soulmate? Someone you can trust, who will never betray you or cooperate with the NSA? Stop searching. With EasyDNS, you found a keeper. EasyDNS does it all. Domain names, web hosting, and managed WordPress hosting. EasyDNS stands up for your internet freedom, and with servers in Canada, they do not cooperate with the NSA. Go to EasyDNS.com. You'll love their services or get a full refund. They guarantee it. And they accept Bitcoin. That's EasyDNS.com.
Adam Kokesh has agreed to meet Bernie Sanders in any city in America on any day between now and the end of the year for a friendly debate on socialism versus voluntarism, in which Bernie can choose an objective moderator. To sweeten the deal, Roger Ver, a.k.a. Bitcoin Jesus, has offered that upon completion of a three-hour debate in which both men have equal time, he will donate a total of $100,000 worth of Bitcoin to the charity of each man's choice, $50,000 apiece. Learn more at bernie.freetalklive.com.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's A Place for Answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
As a doctor, I see patients every day who are losing their vision to age-related macular degeneration, also known as AMD. If you have blurry vision or blind spots, they can be symptoms of AMD, and if untreated, could lead to blindness. The good news? AMD can be managed with effective clinically approved treatments that may reverse some vision loss. For free AMD information, contact the Foundation Fighting Blindness at 1-800-BLINDNESS. That's 1-800-BLINDNESS. There is a cure in sight.
Are you one of the millions of Americans who suffer from digestive issues like heartburn, acid reflux, IBS, and constipation? Probimune is your answer. Probimune is a brand new probiotic that has been scientifically proven to deliver high quantities of viable good bacteria to your gut to boost your digestive system and improve your overall health. This unique, powerful blend of probiotic strains, coupled with our industry-leading proprietary fermentation process, delivers a maximized bacterial colonization to the gut that no other probiotic can match. Start improving your health today. Visit younghealth.com or call 800-396-9024. Use coupon code DIGEST to receive 15% off first-time orders. Maintaining digestive health is crucial to the body's overall well-being. Don't suffer from negative effects of poor digestion any longer. Order today. Younghealth.com or call 800-396-9024.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
It's Free Talk Live, and you can join us on the radio. The toll-free number is 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. We got a satellite fundraiser going on right now. About a month remains, actually a little less than a month at this point, in the 2016 LRN.FM satellite fundraiser. It helps us raise the money to continue funding our existing two satellite channels that we have. We've got one channel that is broadcast free-to-air over North and Central America, and another one that is broadcast free-to-air over the Sub-Saharan Africa. So a good chunk, most of probably the African continent, and almost all of the North American and Central America.
Free-to-air satellite is a sort of satellite that people who can't pay money for can listen to or watch.
That's correct. It's just like the old over-the-air television systems, except via satellite instead of broadcast transmission. Anyway, you can support the fundraiser by going to fund.lrn.fm. It's an Indiegogo-based fundraiser, so you know there are some perks that you can get access to there for contributing. But even if all you got's $5 to throw in, we appreciate it. Please send along what you want. If you value what we do here, if you value us spreading the message of liberty and peace all around the globe, not just to the United States. We got over 170 radio stations carrying the show in the United States. We've got internet streaming. Anybody,
we've got pretty good distribution in the U.S.
Yeah, anybody who wants to can hear Free Talk Live in the United States via the internet. But there are some countries in the world where internet just barely even exists, if at all. And those people, I think, should have access to the ideas of liberty, too. And the Free Talk Live and LRN.FM satellite channel helps us accomplish that. And you can contribute over at fund.lrn.fm. Please do. It's fund.lrn.fm. As we continue here, Mark, you were going to tell us about the story from where? What's the source on this? about trafficking, human trafficking.
Paphios.com.
Okay.
And it's written by Benjamin L. Corey. When I was part way through my doctoral work that included conducting extensive field-based research in the world of human trafficking, I had a small crisis. What I was learning and discovering did not line up with what I believed going into the study. I had a few experiences previously that initially triggered me to reconsider the trafficking narrative I had begun with. The first one was while riding in a taxi down the streets of Mumbai, when a colleague told me she was sore from getting beat up during a rescue at a brothel the previous evening. "Who beat you up?" I said. "The traffickers? The police?" She responded, "No, the woman beat me up because she didn't want me to rescue her. At some point, she'll thank me, though."
Wow.
I still remember the tilt of my head and the squint of my eyes as I realized this sounded really screwed up. This was my first big moment of realizing something was amiss in the movement. But I had other experiences as well. Another was when I was interviewing sex workers at brothels on the outskirts of the city. Each had a complex story full of nuance, individual circumstances, and choices. As I decompressed the interviews with a colleague, I caught myself saying that I needed to find a way to redefine trafficking, since none of the current sex workers we interviewed met the legal criteria of force, fraud, or coercion, or even wanted to leave the brothel when asked what it would take for them to leave. They had complex, often sad stories, but they were not trafficking victims, as I had assumed.
I want to hear more about the story. I had mentioned we were hopefully going to hear from Ademo Freeman tonight, one of the founders of CopBlock.org, and he is now on the line with us via Skype, I believe, in Ohio. Ademo, are you with us?
I am here. Thanks a lot. And, yeah, sorry about the delay. I just got carried away in some video editing.
Oh, it's easy to lose hours and hours doing video editing. I totally understand. Thank you for calling and sharing with us. Now, as you know, Ademo, we just to recap for our listeners, we talked to you on Monday before we left, Mark and I, to go to San Francisco. So I heard that you might have called at other points during the week, but I'm not familiar with basically what else went down after you got detained for the chalking. But the story we just read from Derek Brose about a warrantless raid, no-knock raid on some of the activists that had come to town in Cleveland last week, he said there really wasn't much else besides that that was going on in the streets as far as anything particularly noteworthy. I did see some video that you posted with you arguing with some people who support the police who are erasing your chalkings. But, you know, what else, you know, what other highlights, I guess, occurred over, or lowlights, however you want to look at it, over the last week?
I would agree with some of Derek's assessment that overall, you know, it was a very peaceful event for the most part. I feel we did have some additional attention because, you know, we were rolling 5 to 8 deep sometimes and doing our usual chalking. And so not only did we get addressed for that, the chalking, but myself and Josh Hawkins, another of the CopBlock Network contributors, had our backpacks actually stolen by the police.
When did that happen?
How'd they do that?
Well, that was on, I believe it was Wednesday night. Yes, it was Wednesday night. And we were just stopping because we had been chalking all around the square and up the street to the convention. So we stopped for a snack out of our backpacks and a bottle of water. And like 3 minutes into it, about 5 or 6 cops walked up and said we had rocks in our backpacks. And we're like, rocks? That's ridiculous. We're like, we didn't know rocks were illegal. And we like joked and thought they were just like messing with us. And then they were like, well, can we search your bags? And we're like, we don't consent to searches. And that's when we started whipping on the video cameras.
Right.
And so this is all on video, copblock.org/RNC2016. Mm-hmm. And the officers became more officers, so about a dozen at this time, and a white shirt who then ordered them to search our bags regardless of consent and then to confiscate them because they are illegal. Now,
backpacks?
If you remember,
illegal backpacks?
They were illegal in the event zone. Now, mind you, I'm about 150 yards from where I was detained on Monday, and is the exact same backpack that, if you recognize in the video I live streamed from the back of the cop car, that they asked about the size, and then they gave it back to me. You didn't hear the conclusion for certain. One guy asked about the size of the backpack, but you can assume that it went that it wasn't illegal in the event zone,
right?
Because they gave it back to me. But now, fast forward to Wednesday, this officer says it is illegal and they're going to take it. And they take our bags and they start to walk away, and then they come back and say, you want the stuff in it, and give us all the stuff back and literally dump it out on the street,
wow,
including some tech gear and stuff, and leave us with all the bags. And so it's my conclusion. I haven't been able to check into it yet because it's the weekend. On Monday, I plan to call the Cleveland Police Department. They gave us no receipts. The lieutenant quickly gave us his name and then would only refer to himself as a lieutenant. It's Bappelbon, as I know now after reviewing the footage. And it turns out he's cost the city a multi-million-dollar lawsuit and a wrongful death on a woman and a dog. And
this
so
was the guy that you – I saw the video of one of the videos you posted. This was in the video where the sort of the police supporters are removing your chalkings. You're pointing out the white-shirted cop and saying, hey, this guy actually killed somebody or shot a dog.
Yes, and that video that you're referencing is a day later. It's the final day. But, yes, he's the same guy from the night before that took our backpacks. And it's my belief that they gave the tech gear back because they weren't sure if it would record and or track them or its value. And that they, since they never gave us a receipt, they never had any intention. Those backpacks are in a dumpster around the corner.
Yep.
You know, I hope on Monday that they are there, because I would appreciate my property back, of course.
Sure.
But I'm not suspecting. And we later did interview the deputy chief, second in command, and he stated that no backpacks have been confiscated. He's like, what are you talking about? In the exact spot where they were confiscated from.
Hmm.
And so that.
Well, you've got video of it happening.
They weren't confiscated. They were stolen.
Yeah.
And then I said, that's stealing. He's like, well, we call it confiscation.
Right.
It's like, yeah, well, thank you. We know that you guys have a play on words.
But even if, if they don't write the paperwork up, it's not confiscation.
That's true.
Then it's theft.
Right. Then it's just flat out theft, and I don't care what uniform you're wearing. And this is one of the things that sort of the people that want to make excuses for police that they sort of overlook is that this was theft under the color of law. If what everything you say is true, and obviously you're a terrible cop blocker, so you're just full of lies.
And even if you're one of the cop suckers, you have to believe that it's still harassment, because we were going around chalking, and even if the backpacks are there on Monday and they do give them back, they still were doing this to harass us.
Absolutely.
Nobody else got their backpack searched. 8 people in the video that I've watched now walk by with backpacks larger than ours.
Sure.
You know, so maybe they had credentials or whatever, but it was purely, I believe, their first intention was to stop us from chalking. They thought that we'd have to throw some of the stuff out or limit or leave because we have to carry all this stuff.
Right.
Of course, we improvise because we're activists. That's what we do. And we continued on our merry way.
One of the big things that people will say is, if you poke a bear with a stick, you're liable to get mauled, right? But we don't hire bears to do police work. These are thinking human beings, and they're responsible for their actions.
They'll
certainly hold you responsible for yours.
I know you've got video to edit, but do you want to stick around and talk more about what happened?
I most certainly do.
All right, Ademo Freeman is with us from copblock.org. We'll continue with him in hour number 3, and if you've got questions or you want to jump on here, you can join us. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE.
For Bitcoin to be ubiquitous, people need to use it. For people to use it, they must have it. How can we get Bitcoin into more hands? Well, tipping might be a great way. What if you could include a bonus Bitcoin tip along with your regular tip to a server? What if that Bitcoin returned to you if unclaimed after 30 days? An attractive, business card-sized Bitcoin tip that is easily claimed, gives instructions on wallets, spending, and returns to the user if unused? Tip.freetalklive.com. Tip.freetalklive.com.
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronics, photo, cell phone, office products, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supplies, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Shop.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, get a great deal, and a portion of your purchase goes to benefit Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon via shop.freetalklive.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day. But growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.